Kivai. So over here we have the Sor, we have the Sor Lashem. The Sor, so the, we have over these two Sirim. So Rashi here is saying that each one is eligible to be the Musaf. Okay, that's enough already to create a Chiyuv potential to be Chayav for Shchut Eichutz. So Frek the Gemara, a very important question. The Gemara is the Kasha. Why don't we say the reason why Yechai for Shchut Eichutz is each one maybe could have been, they would have won the lottery. Did you ever win the lottery, Shlomi? Do you ever win the lottery? Why? Maybe then it would have been the Sor Lashem. So Deloy, why are you telling me that the reason why Yechai for Shchut Eichutz on these two Sirim, because each one could be the Sor of the Musaf? Why don't you tell me the reason why Yechai for Shchut Eichutz, because each one could be the Sor Nasa Bifnim? So the Gemara says Umayshul the Sor Nasa Bifnim Deloy. So the answer is the Mechusar Hagrola, because you did not yet get it ready. You have not yet reached that stage in the game where it's eligible to be the Sor Lashem. E baze l'sor nasa b'chutz nami loy chazi de mechashrei avoydes hayoyim. Heremaisa? The same way you tell him that you're not going to chayv v'shchut eichutz because each one is eligible to be the Sor nasa b'fnim because you're missing a maise, the maise hagrolo, e baze. So why is it eligible to be the Sohir of the Musaf? You're also missing something significant. You're missing the Maisa of the Avoidas Hayoim, because you cannot do the Musaf until you first do the Avoidas Hayoim.
But who says you can't check the Musaf?
The Gemara at this point says, in a very Balabatish answer, there's a Seder Hadvarim. Seder. There's an order. Ordinin. Order. The order is first Seder Hayoim, and then we bring the Musaf. You
so
did not.
Take of the Smicha Shlita. In other words, the Shlita is done at the last possible time. So.
It's not yet its time. Right now, it's early in the morning. You've designated two Sidim, and you shecht it outside. You tell him that the Yechayv too, because each one could have been the Sawyer of Musaf. Excuse me, they cannot. Right now, we're not up to that. Right now, in front of us is the Avoidis Hayoim, the Par, the Sor Lashem, the Azazel. We're not, the Ketores, we're not yet up to the Musaf. So therefore, it's Mechusar. If it's Mechusar, you cannot go tell me that it's eligible to be the Sor Lashem. Just like you acknowledge that these two Seidim are not eligible because to be the Sor Lashem, because you're missing a Maisa Hagrola, the Zel Bezach, you're missing over here the entire Maisa of the Ayoim. You hear the question?
Yeah.
Okay? So frech the Gemara over here. So Maishna, so the Maishna, the Sor Lashem, 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 Enfer the Gemara, Kesav Rav Chista, Rav Chista holds Ein Mechus Zman Lebay Bayom. Okay, this is very important Gemara. This is a Yisoid for life. This is a Yisoid for life. We're not going to talk Agoda now, only learning Halacha, because Daf Yomi, a Yisoid that's a fundamental difference between the two different cases. The case of the Goyro, it's a Goyro, it's a Maise in the Etzem Zach. In the Sor Lashem and the Sor Lazazel, the Hagrola is in the Itzumoi Shel Hagrola. Masha Ein Kain. When it comes to the what's it called, the
Musaf.
The Musaf. It's not in the Musaf itself. It's in the Seidrahim, the Zman, the Yoim. Hayoim. Right. It's totally what has to happen. It's not in the Etzem Azach. It's the Seidr Hayoim. Ein mechus zman lebayom. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says Ein mechus zman lebayom leinin soir hachitzayim. With regard to the soir hachitzayim, Ein kan chesaron masa begufa. You see, that's the key word. The key word is in the guf. In the guf, eloch chesaron zman. In the zman, shadayin lehigia zman hamusafin. The zman of the musaf did not yet arrive. Uzman haroy lebayom ein zech chesaron zman. And the zman that's royal lebo bayoyim for that very day, ain zechusan zman av lagrola av agav the lab ma'isa begufa and he is using a kasha and this is a very chiddush. Rashi over here is saying a bomb. Rashi over here, you can use these words like you give a shir, you can impress someone. You use this Gemara over here that Hagrola is not called the Maisa Begufay. Rashi says so beferish. Even though Hagrola, I've got love Maisa Begufay, he did the whole Amran, Alias Girl, Mitter Kalpehi Makeves. It's the Alias, it's picking up the girl, not putting the girl on the animal itself. It's not taking the blocks of wood and putting the block of wood that says La Hashem or La Zozel and having it rest upon the animal. The goyrol is the maise of lifting up the pieces of wood from the box. That's not done to the animal itself. That just represents where the animal is going to go. So mitoch aliyas goyrol mitoch klal kalpei hi makeves. Avol hanoch ein makeves. Afil roach yichol mitzah hamura bochen hi kim mechusa maise dan. Okay, you have already, we learned already, we have enough lumdis today already. A mamish to keep you going for weeks. Enough lomas over here. What he's saying over here is we're mechalik now between the hagrola and the avoides hayoim. The avoides hayoim is in gansin michutz the sorer la Hashem. The male
so
of that.
Let me ask you the reverse. Shnei sirei yom kippurim sheshachtem bifnim.
Yeah.
Would be not over anything.
What do you mean we're not? What do you mean we're not be over anything? What do you mean? What does that mean exactly? You're asking questions that go off topic.
Okay, go ahead.
You're asking long shot questions. So let's focus on this. So if we have a Ravina. Ravina now says hash. So if we're very happy now. So we're very happy now. So what is the Gemara's maskara right now? You have in front of you the Shnei Sirei, you have the Shnei Sirim, which we're really planning to be for the Goyul. Echol Hashem, Echol Azazel, and the Kohen Gadol, to make everything very simple, he takes them outside the Beis Hamikdash and he shechs them b'chutz. He's over on two bazundera averos of shchut eichutz.
Bazunder, yeah.
Bazundera. How do you say bazunder or bazundera?
Bazundera.
Shtei bazundera averos of shchut eichutz, because each one is eligible to be the sawyer for the musaf. Frek the Gemara, why can each one be eligible to be the sawyer for la Hashem? The answer is, cannot possibly be, because echad la Hashem, because that you need a goyrol. Because there is no goyrol, you're mechusa maisa. And why is this better? When it comes to the musaf, you did not do the maisa of the avodas hayoyim. That's called zman. That's ein mechusa zman leboy bayoyim. To say the zel bezach when it comes to the goyrul. The goyrul also is something which you do separately, which affects the animals. Rashi says, really, you're right. Really, technically speaking, the same principle of ein mechusa zman leboy bayoyim that applies to the musaf, Rashi acknowledges, he admits, you are on the mark. 100%, we should say ein mechusar zman leboy bayom, but by the goyrol for the sor la Hashem, sor la Azazel. But being that the purpose of the goyrol is to establish what we do with these two animals, that's kimechusar maisa begufay dami. It's not mamish beguf, because the ikur is the halos kalfe. There's no ikur that you should put the kalfe on the guf of the behemoth. But being that it's done for this purpose, to determine which one goes lashem lazazel, that's good enough. That's enough of a koyach to say we mechuser maisa, and therefore we cannot be chayv for shchut eichutz. Shchut eichutz achiv kores is hanging on a thread. You hear what's going on over here? Mamish, you're hanging on a thread. You have two se'irim, and you take them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and you shech them. So it's saying, oh, there's a shchut eichutz for the musaf, but there's no shchut eichutz for the sar lashem. Why? There's no difference. Both of them really have the principle of emuchu zman lebo bayom, and the only difference is, because since the goyrul is done bavuram, that makes it into a mechusa maisa, ki mechusa maisa begufay dami. That's what comes out of the maskana. You hear what's going on over here?
All right, no big deal.
Vayit in the Gemara. Okay. Amar Ravina. Ravina now says, Hashtag, do you have a Chisda, Mechusa, Hagrola, Kim Mechusa, Maisa, Dami? Now that you've taught me the Mechusa, Hagrola, Kim Mechusa, Maisa, Dami, Chad, Yom Ravi, Dami, Shmuel, Shlom, Shachtam, Kodim, Shnitichu, the Loss is a Hechel Psulim. We have a Bazundra, a Naya Halacha. A new halacha, naya unfang, midden dunin. Then you keep her. Shlamim, you have a carbon shlam, shalvi, shach the kodim shmin to kosh, lost the hechel before you open the door. Before the door of the base hamigdash, you open the door, but every morning they open up the gates to the hechel. And every carbon it says, lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, they have to be in front of the hechel. Let's say they did not yet open the doors to the hechel. And you shach the carbon shalamim. What is the halacha? So it says, psulin, it's pasul. You know why it's possible? It says in the Torah, v'shachatu Pesach Ol Moed. You have to shecht about the Pesach of the Oyel Moed. Bizman shu pasuach, v'lo bizman shu no. When it's opened, and not when it's closed.
Where did he shecht this?
In the Azara. Anywhere in the Azara.
How could you shecht in the Azara if the door is not open?
The door of the Azara is open, but the door to the Heichel is not open. The door, every single morning they open the door to that. There's the ulam. They go up the ulam. The ulam also, I think, has doors, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know anymore. I've got everything ready. There's the ulam.
And
it does? The ulam has doors? I'm not so sure it has doors. It has a doorway. It has a door. It does? I'm not so sure it has doors. The ulam? The ulam was an open way. It was 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide. And then you go into the Heichel. The Heichel was 10 amos tall and 10 amos wide. And then the Kodesh HaKadoshim was just two curtains. You have the Ulam and outside, you have the other one was same thing, was 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide. That was the Shaar Nikanor. You come in Shaar Nikanor, you're now in the Azara. You're in the Azara. But in the Azara, they had the gates to the Heichel were locked. Every morning there was Shnei Pishpish. Remember this? We learned this not so long ago. The Pishpish. How they entered, they were going on the side, they were coming from the inside, open up the doors.
You cannot shecht the behemoth for shlomim
Nothing can be slaughtered until the doors of the heichel are open, because it says in the Torah, Lifnei Hashem. So therefore, you're in the Azara.
What happens if you do that? What's that called?
That's puzzle. It's not nothing. It's nothing. It's not. It's not. There's no chorus. There's no. It's not a severe avera. I'm a stama, you're over in Issa. I don't know what the issue is, but the L'chariv, there's no Karis, there's no Misa Neshamayim. This is not called Shchut Echutz, and this is not called Chulin B'Azara. The only time it's the Chi of Karis is one of the two things. Chulin B'Azara, the animal is not sacred, and you shecht it, or you take a sacred animal and you take it outside the Azara.
So what happens to this animal?
Nothing.
Can you be makrav on the Mizbeach?
No, I don't think so. I believe not. And what about you asking another Kashim? Olu Yerudu. If you put on the Mizbeach, do you have to take it down? I don't know the answer. Probably you do. I don't know. It's a very good question. What happens if you take do it? There's no question you should not put it on the Mizbeach. Shaila is, let's say you already put it on the Mizbeach, do we say Olu Yerdu? I don't know the answer. I don't know. Maybe we should ask Suli. He'll tell us the answer to this question. Vayit in the Gemara. So Shchata on the Chutz, Kaidem Shniftichu Delos HaHechel Potter. My time. Why you Potter? Mechusa psicha ki mechusa ma'isa dami. Now, what is my time of what? Shchatan b'chutz. Wait. Now, weiter. Shchatan b'chutz. Let's go weiter. Top of the page. Samach gimel. This is the sugi of the Sadi Geira Rebbe. You know that? The Sadi Geira comes from the staff. He's from the Einiklach of the Rizhina. Samach Gimel. Everything becomes Samach Gimel is the Sadi Geira. Shchatan Mechutz. He was a competitor to the Biyana. Shchatan Mechutz. Let's say you shecht it Mechutz. Yeah? You shecht it Mechutz. Which means Shchut Echutz. Koidem Shintuchu Dulos HaHechol Potter. Oh, Murdik. Because why? The rule of thumb is the only time you are chayif for shchut echutz is if it's eligible to be shechted bifnim. If it's not eligible to be shechted bifnim, then you're not shechted b'chayif for shchut echutz. Correct?
Eligible because of what?
All systems go. If you have an animal and everything is ready for it to be slaughtered in its proper location, inside the Azara. Now, if you violate what you're supposed to do, you take it outside the Azara, into the Ezras Noshim, outside the Azara, and you shecht it, then there is a sin called Shchutei Chutz. But if this animal is not eligible to be slaughtered inside, and then it's taken outside and it is slaughtered, there is no penalty of kares of Shchutei Chutz. For example, in the middle of the night, if a person, they have an animal on deck, the Tamid Shel Shachar is on deck, all ready to go, it's all prepped. They're just waiting for the morning. They're waiting for the morning to arrive, Barkoi, to go and shech the Tamid Shel Shachar. But right now, it's in the middle of the night. It's 2:48 a.m. And someone takes the Tamid Shel Shachar outside the Azara, into the Ezras Noshim, or into Yerushalayim, and he does a Maisa Shchita. Is he Chai for Shchutei Chutz? No, because the animal is not eligible to be brought at this time of the night. It's only eligible to be offered when it's in the morning, when it's 6 o'clock in the morning. If 6 o'clock in the morning someone took the Talmud Shel Shachar outside of the Azara into Har Habayis and does a Shechita, then there's Shechutei Chutz. So now let's up the ante. What happens if it's already 6:05, 6:07 o'clock, 8 o'clock, a Rebbe Shel Shachar, a Rebbe Shel Talmud, 9 o'clock, they bring the Talmud. Talmud's all ready to go. But they did not yet open the Pesach of the Heichel. The Zman is Roy. Alts is good. But they can't get the door open. The lock is broken. They're waiting for a locksmith to come open up the door of the Heichel. And in the meantime, someone is very impatient. And he takes the animal outside of the Azara, into the Ezras Noshim, into Yerushalayim, and he does a Maisa Shchita. Is he Chayef Shchutei Chutz? The animal.
Be'egels and locks, that's what this is called.
I don't understand.
Be'egel?
The Egel, yeah.
The locks, with locks, with the story of locks that he doesn't
the
have.
Egel and the door's locked. So the
Shalos.
Egel
and locks.
But it's fine. Shchotan b'chutz. You have the eagle. You have a calf. An eagle can be a shlom. Very good. The eagle, a shlomim, can be an eagle, and the door is locked. So it's
the eagle and locks. That's the name of this headline here.
Eagle okay. And locks. Very good. Okay. Share. Maybe we'll attract people with such titles. Eagles and locks. Eagles and locks. Shchotan b'chutz. Koydem shriftuchu delosas ahechel potter. Why by time of mechusa psicha? Because since you mechusa psicha, ki mechusa ma'isa dami. Since you mechusa psicha,
yeah,
it's ki mechusa ma'isa dami.
Okay.
Right.
So where are we holding now? Since he said this, so what's going
now,
on?
So now here comes the worst kasha. Now, and that's the member. Now, forget the Gemara. Or me is leader of Chista. Hoyel, the Amar of me is leader of Chista. Hoyel.
Hoyel.
This is a hoyel. What's the hoyel? Since. Now this hoyel is not just ordinary hoyel. It's a different type of hoyel. Just like you have a different type of migu in Shas. You have to have an encyclopedia written. There are different types of migus in Shas. This is a different type of hoyel. It means, just in this case, it means since. This is not a lamisha hoyel. This is an ordinary hoyel. That since the door has not yet been opened, there's another action that must take place. Therefore, there's not going to be any chiyuv karis. Umi islay the Rav Chista hoyel the Amar Rav Chista Pesach sheshachtoi b'chutz a carbon Pesach yishach b'chutz b'shar yemay sashana the rest of the year l'shmoi. And here's the, if you shecht it l'shem carbon Pesach potter. Why? Because if you were to shecht a carbon Pesach inside the Azara l'shem carbon Pesach, would it be valid? Would it be a kosher? No, it would be im olu yerdu. Memela, it's not eligible inside. It's not eligible to be chayiv shchutei chutz outside. But let's say shaloi l'shmoi. Let's say you shecht a carbon pesach, an animal that has been designated as a carbon pesach. Let's say it's chodesh nisan, and you set aside the animal, and you have a group. You have a chevra. They all nimne al haseh. Five people come together and they give money. They buy the animal. It's their chevra. This animal is miyuchad for the carbon Pesach. And then on the third day of Elul, someone takes the carbon Pesach on the third day of Elul, and inside the Azara, and he shechs it l'shem karbon shalomim. Is it a kosher karbon shloimi? Can you put it on the mizbeach?
Yes. Pesach becomes a shlomim.
Shaloi bizman, a Pesach becomes a karbon shalomim, provided that you shecht it l'shem shlomim. It's not automatic. And before Pesach, after Pesach, it automatically turns into a shlomim. But until Pesach, this animal is it's Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, I designate this animal l'shem karbon Pesach. Now it's the third day of Nisan. We're not yet ready. We're 12 days before Pesach. I shecht it l'shem Pesach. Pasul, m'olo yeridu. But let's say I shecht it l'shem karbon shlamim, which means shaloi l'shma, it's kosher. There's a bazundur din in regard to a karbon Pesach, that Pesach shaloi bizman, shaloi l'shma, is a karbon shlamim, and it's kosher l'gamri, it's a fine karbon. You'll get credit im all, and you put it on the mizbech l'chatchila, you can eat it, else is good, you've made shalom bein you and Avinu Shebashamayim. You have to still bring a karbon Pesach, but Pesach, shaloi bizman, shaloi l'shma, becomes a karbon shlomim, you can make it into a karbon shlomim, it's going to be good. Memela, if I shech this karbon Pesach, l'shem karbon shlomim in Yerushalayim, I'm chayif ashchut echutz, because it's eligible, that's the key word. The buzzword here is eligibility. Eligibility, are you eligible or not? Eligible bachelor. Is he eligible or not? And the answer is the animal.
Your case, you're talking about he shechted it on Gimel Nisan, so
yes.
It should still be a Pesach.
I said only 100 times. I don't know why you weren't listening. I said only 100 times that you shechted explicitly L'shem Shlomim. L'shem Shlomim.
I thought the case here is where he shechted it, but he left this over after Pesach.
No. Then you don't need to do anything. Then you don't need to do a Shaloi L'shma. Then it automatically becomes a Karbon Shlomim. That's
correct.
That you don't need to go. We're not discussing that case. We're discussing the case where it says Shaloi L'shma, which means when you say Shaloi L'shma, it means it's not yet Pesach. Because after Pesach, it turns into a Karbon Shlomim. Right now, let's make the case simple. The case is.
Look at Rashi.
Okay, let's see Rashi. Maybe I'm wrong. Vaita, let's see Rashi over there. Shaloi L'shma. Let's top Rashi first. So far what I said is good. There's no steals what I said over here. Let's just keep it the way I'm learning so far until we prove otherwise. Nachmal the Gemara. Pesach. You have here an animal that has been designated as a Karbon Pesach. And now it is the third day of Nisan. It's 12 days before Pesach. Sheshachtoi b'chutz. You shechted b'chutz outside the Azara b'shor yimayis hashana. When it says here b'shor yimayis hashana, it means b'shor yimayis hashana. Here means it means. What does it mean b'shor yimayis hashana? It means before Pesach. L'shmoi, if I shechted l'shem Pesach, because the only time you can still shechted l'shem Pesach is before Pesach. Because once Pesach already passes, there's no such thing as Shechting L'Shem Pesach. If you Shechting L'Shmoi, Potter. You're going to be Potter. Why? Because if you would Shechting L'Shem Pesach Bifnim, it wouldn't be invalid. If it would be invalid Bifnim, it's not eligible for Shechut Echutz B'Chutz. Shaloi L'Shmoi. If I Shechted Bifnim L'Shem Shalomim, Shaloi L'Shmoi, if I Shechted outside the Azara L'Shem Shaloi L'Shmoi, L'shem Shalomim, right? L'shem Shalomim, Shaloi L'shmoi. Chayiv. Then you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because if you would shecht it inside the Azara, b'shoy yimay sashana, L'shem Shalomim, it would be valid. Memela, it is eligible. Once it is eligible inside, it'll be eligible outside. Taima. The Shaloi L'shmoi, Taima, the Shaloi L'shmoi. The reason is because Dishamay Lishmoy. Hastama Lishmoyhu. But Stama. Taima Dishamay Lishmoy. Because he did it, Bidavka Shloy Lishmoy. Hastama Lishmoyhu. But Mistama. Let's say you take the Karban Pesach on Gimel Nisan outside the Azara and Yeshecht it Stam. What is its designation? For Pesach. Upater. Viamai. Why Upater? Lema let's say Hoyel. V'roy Shaloy Lishmoy Bifnim. It's Roy to be Shechted Shaloy Lishmoy Bifnim. Okay, now, so this question over here is, what's the Gemara's question? Rav Chisda clearly holds elsewhere this principle called Hoyel. Let's go back to the Tab Rashi. Umi is the Rav Chisda Hoyel, L'chayv al karbon she'ena roi, that's not roi, L'shem mashu hafrash b'fnim, b'shchotu b'chutz, t'neim l'chayv m'shem hoyel v'roi l'shem karbon acher. Okay, so there was, going back to our original case. What's our original case? You have in front of you, Shloimi, two animals, two serim. You with me?
Yes.
You have in front of you, it's Yom Kippurim. You have two serim. What are these two serim really meant to be for? They're meant to be Echol LaHashem, the Echol LaZozel. That's what they're destined to be. Echol LaHashem, Echol LaZozel. You did not yet do the Maisa HaGrolo. Oh, Mechusa Maisa. So you know what? There's no way you can be chayv on these animals within Shchut Echutz because of LaHashem and LaZozel. Because you're missing a Maisa, Begufay.
So you're not
chayef
on any of them?
Oh, but what are you chayef for my? What are you chayef for? Because if I want, I can shecht one of these, either one of them, for the sohir of the musaf. And even though the sohir of the musaf is later in today, ein nechus hazman l'boy bayoyim. So the Rav Chisda is, I have in front of me two animals. They're really meant to be Echol HaShem, Echol HaZozel. But if I take them outside and I shecht them b'chutz, I'm going to be chayef v'shchut echutz because hoyel, even though they're really meant to be l'shem l'goyrol, Echol HaShem, Echol HaZozel, but hoyel means if I really would want, since I did not yet do the goyrol, I can change my mind and I can select either one of them for the surf or the musaf. Is that what we learned today? We started today, Rav Chisda? Yeah? Shloimi.
He says hoyel, yeah.
Why is that we started for? These two animals, the two steer, they're really meant for Echol HaShem, Echol HaZozel. Is that what they're meant for?
Yeah. Each one is chayev because each one is fit to be the musaf.
Each one is fit to be the musaf, correct. Correct. Even though, is that what your original intent is?
No.
No. Hoyel. Even though my original intent is to be l'Hashem l'Azazel, hoyel. If I want, I can change it. I can change it for the musaf. Really? If you're going to say hoyel in this case, the halacha should be, if you have in front of you a Karban Pesach, and I take it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and I shecht it on the third day of Nisan, Stam Azoy. The halacha should be, even though Stam is L'Shem Pesach, and if I would shecht it b'chutz L'Shem Pesach, I would be potter for Shchut Echutz, because if I would shecht it L'Shem Pesach b'fnim, it would be invalid. So if it's invalid inside, it's not eligible for Shchut Echutz. So why? If I would go and make a statement and say that I want this animal to be shechted l'shem shlonim, then I would be chayef for shchut echutz. Because if I would shechted l'shem shlonim inside, it would be valid. So it's eligible for shchut echutz, v'chiv shchut echutz. So why does Rav Chisda, so what do we see? We see that Rav Chisda does not hold of hoyel. We have a contradiction. We have two halachas, one by Karban Pesach and one by the Shnei Si'irei Yom HaKippurim, which contradict one another with regard to the principle of Hoyel. By the Shnei Si'irei Avodes Kochavim, we are saying that there is a thing called Hoyel. I am chayef eshchut echutz. Why? Hoyel. If I wanted to, I can switch them from the goyrol to the so'ir of the musaf. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, b'shor yimayis hashana, when a Korban Pesach, there, stam, if you have an animal that was designated as a Korban Pesach, if you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're potter. Why? Because if I would shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash, it would be invalid. If it's invalid inside, so it's not eligible to be chayiv for shchut eichutz outside. But wait a minute. I should be chayiv for shchut eichutz because of the principle of hoil. Even though stamazoi, if I shecht it, the default is l'shem Pesach, which would patter me, I should say hoyel. If I wanted to, I can switch it on a whim, l'shem shalomim. And if I would shecht it inside l'shem shalom, it would be valid. Memela, the counterpart is that when I shecht it outside, l'shem shalom, chayiv midin shchut eichutz. Just because I did not explicitly state that I hereby want to slaughter this animal, l'shem shalom, who cares? Hoyel! Since the potential exists, that's good enough. Just like it's good enough to be chayiv for shchut eichutz when it comes to the Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim. You understand what I'm saying?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's the Gemara's kash, the words inside over here. One more time, miss it. Third line from the top. Umi isla Rav Chista hoil to be chayiv for the Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim midin shchut eichutz. Rav Chista, Pesach. The current Pesach, sheshachtoi b'chutz. If I shecht it b'chutz, when b'chutz? B'shar yimoy sashana. So the rule is azoy. If I shecht it l'shmoy, l'shem Pesach, potter. Why? Because if I would have shecht it l'shem Pesach inside on the third day of Nisan, lo yotza. It's possible. If it's possible inside, it's not eligible to be chayfa shchut echutz. But let's say shloy lishmoy. If I shecht it outside the azara l'shem shlomim, shloy lishmoy means not l'shem Pesach, but instead l'shem shlomim, chayiv. Because if I would shecht it inside l'shem shlomim, it would be valid. If it's valid inside, then that makes it eligible to be chayiv shchut echutz outside. Right? So now, the Gemara makes the following diak. The only time that a person is going to be chayiv this member is only going to be chayiv shchut eichutz is by Pesach is only when he explicitly states that I'm shechting this animal that was originally designated for a carbon Pesach as a carbon shlomim b'chutz. That's when he's going to be. I'm shechting this animal that's been designated for carbon Pesach. I'm shechting l'shem shlomim. That's when he's going to be chayiv because of shchut eichutz. But let's say he would not make that statement, stam, he would just slaughter it, so then he's going to be potter. Because if you don't make any statement, we assume that right now the status quo is it's a Korban Pesach. Inside it would be a Korban Pesach, it would be possible, because it's not yet the Zman, it's only the third day of Nisan. So now that you're shechting it outside, you're potter of shchut eichutz, because it's not eligible to be brought inside. Frek the Gemara, who, why? Even if you do it stam, you should be chayiv for shchut eichutz because of the possibility that you could switch it if you so want. Just like you could switch from the Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim from Echel LaHashem v'Echel LaZozel to the Sor of the Musaf. Frek the Gemara. Taima, d'shaloy l'shmoy, because it's shaloy l'shmoy. Hostoma. L'shmoy, if I shech the Korban Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, stamazoy, no talk, don't ask, don't tell, just shtoik, quiet, then the halacha will be potter. Why? Because if you would have shechted this animal inside the Beis HaMikdash, stoma, it would be l'shem Pesach, but it's not yet Pesach. Memel, it's pot, it's puzzle. If it's puzzle inside, then there's no chiyuv shchut outside. Hostam l'shmoy, who? Upater, the amai, lema, hoyel, the roy shloy l'shmoy bifnim. Let's say hoyel. Shloimi, do you hear the question?
Yes.
Enter the Gemara, hochi hashta. How can you compare the case of the Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim to the case of Pesach? Hochi hashta. Hossa boy Akira, hai loy boy Akira. There's a fundamental difference. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, you need to do a maisa to be oiker it from its previous status quo. A Korban Pesach has inertia. Is that the right word? Inertia? It has a a momentum. This momentum, this is been designated as a Korban Pesach. This is it. Memel, if you want to go against the grain and uproot it, you have to explicitly stop the momentum and say, listen, I know I set aside for Korban Pesach, I changed, I want to be Korban Shlomim. When it comes to the Shnei Se'irim of Yom HaKippurim, it's pariv. There's no momentum. There's no inertia. It's pariv. It's flat. Here it's totally flat. The Gemara says, no, Hos Hachi Hashta. Hosam de Boyakiro. Hi, loy Boyakiro. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Boyakiro. Einoy roi bifnim lishlam. Elim kin okar shem pesach menu bishkit osai. Hilkoch lav miskabel bifnim hu. Kol kam mudloy akre. Hi, loy Boyakiro. By the two Se'irim of the Yom HaKippurim, the Yom Rabba, aren't you? Don't you shake when you hear the Yom Rabba, Yom HaKippurim, the Yom Rabba, the Yom Hadin? Aren't you afraid of the Yom Hadin? Hi, Loi Barakira, the Afal Pishalakal L'Shem Sor Hanasim Befnim Zechatos Zechatos Shneim Shav Bishmoy Sehen. Rashi is a new vart. Rashi, here we see Rashi over here is doing Rashi. He's teaching you along this. They're both called to have a shame chatas. The keser shame toiv, oile al gabehem. They have the shame chatas. The nela, there's no momentum that it's bedavka la Hashem la zozel. You can easily. Amen. Was it worth coming to the shir tonight?
For sure, I came very far. It was very worth coming.
I hope you got something out of it.